Welcome to the December 11th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, VMware's dominance isn't what it used to be, and vKernel opens up to Hyper-V. I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
Virtualization consultant Lou Smith will also be joining us this week, but first, our top story. A new study says more VMware shops are looking at Microsoft Hyper-V and Citrix Systems Zen Server. The InfoPro surveyed more than 300 IT pros and found that two-thirds of VMware shops have evaluated competing platforms. And of those, one quarter plan to deploy an alternative. Cost concerns are driving some VMware shops to consider Hyper-V and Zen Server. Others, however, say VMware's performance and support are hard to match. The InfoPro says complete migrations away from VMware aren't likely. Instead, most businesses will start to integrate Hyper-V and Zen Server into their existing infrastructures. Still, VMware has long been the dominant vendor in the market, and this study shows that Microsoft and Citrix are catching up.
There was another sign this week that Hyper-V is catching on in the market. vKernel released a beta version of Capacity Analyzer for Hyper-V, marking the company's first foray outside the VMware bubble. This was in response to demand from customers who are deploying more Microsoft virtualization offerings. Users can now deploy Capacity Analyzer as either a VMware or Hyper-V virtual appliance and monitor and predict capacity on both environments from the same instance. Capacity Analyzer provides two major functions. First, it helps IT managers identify how many additional VMs they can run on a virtualization host, cluster, or resource pool. Second, it shows the current and future bottlenecks. A free 14-day trial of Capacity Analyzer for VMware or Hyper-V is available on vKernel's website. The software costs $299 per management socket. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. On the phone now to discuss the state of the server virtualization market is virtualization consultant Lou Smith, a product manager at Interphase Systems and blogger for Interphase Exchange at blog.interphasesystems.com. Thanks for joining us, Lou.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
Can you tell us what you're seeing out in the field when it comes to VMware's traditional dominance over Microsoft and Citrix?
Absolutely. What we've seen over the course of the last 6 to 8 months is a little bit of a different mindset when it comes to how people are evaluating virtualization technologies. We have a lot of customers that are using VMware today. They love it. I love it. I think it's a fantastic product. I still feel it's the best virtualization product on the market today. However, we are seeing more people that are starting to do evaluations of additional solutions. So the biggest of which that we've seen so far is Hyper-V. From our perspective, one of the largest driving factors that we have seen is the fact that we have many customers who are still running older server operating systems and need to upgrade in the near future anyway. The upgrade path dictates that they will have to go to Server 2008. Well, what they get with Server 2008 now is the ability to run Hyper-V, so what the customers have deduced from that is the fact that they can run Hyper-V within that environment on top of the operating system that they would have had to pay for anyway. And they're doing that in a pre-production environment right now, trying to get a feel for how well it performs in comparison to the traditional performance they've seen with VMware's product in their data centers.
What are the big reasons that drive some VMware shops to consider these alternatives, and why do others choose to stick with VMware in the long run?
The biggest reason, I will tell you, from my perspective, is cost, and that is what we've heard from the majority of the people that are looking at other solutions. They have to pay for Server 2008. They have to pay for the support anyway. They would have had to purchase additional licenses potentially for the operating systems that they're running on top of ESX. If they need to do so, all they have to do in the Hyper-V world is just buy a different license level, you know, potentially go to data center, giving them the ability to run as many as they need. From a cost savings perspective, they don't have to pay for the VMware licensing on top of this. They don't have to pay for the support. And I will tell you that the support is usually one of the bigger sticky points when it comes to those types of conversations. Support from VMware, I'm not saying it's incredibly expensive, but it's definitely not cheap. when it comes to the point where that 1, 2, 3 year support agreement with VMware has come up for renewal, that's where a lot of these conversations have been occurring. People don't want to renew for the amount that they'll have to pay for support, and they already have to upgrade to 2008 anyway. So that's where they've really led themselves down the Hyper-V path.
We just talked about vKernel's new support for Hyper-V a little bit earlier. How important is it for Microsoft to get these vendors and their tools on board, and do you expect more ISVs to support Hyper-V in the near future?
It's huge, and I definitely believe that they have to have more ISV support from that perspective. You mentioned vKernel. Vision Core has also given additional support over the course of the last year and are looking to branch out further from what I understand. Also, look at some of your hardware vendors, and specifically from the storage side. Dell's Equalogic platform now supports Hyper-V also, and that was new with their last firmware and software release that they had earlier this year. So people are seeing the trend, and I will tell you, especially when you look at your small to medium businesses, this is where the majority of people are looking at these lower cost solutions in the form of Hyper-V right now.
Virtualization consultant Lou Smith, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization. Can you just say your name and title, and then I'm going to play it back just to make sure that the sound's coming through okay in here?
Yeah, not a problem. You ready now?
Yep.
Hi, this is Lou Smith, captain of the Colin Steele fan club.